Minor Adventures with Topher Grace.
Topher, so Reggie Watts is one of my all-time favorites. I watch him live at Largo. I've seen him live at Largo.
Oh, he's an amazing performer. He's an amazing guy. He's so nice. And then also, I had just gone on Corden a couple weeks before we taped this, and he's the most unique band leader probably ever on television. And I think he's such a terrific guy. Here's what I want to tell you, though, speaking of music. I can't get that fucking jingle we did last week with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Incredible. I can't get it out of my head. He wrote it in 2 seconds. This is, hang on, play it. Do we have it?
Yeah.
Okay, play it one more time. Oh my God.
It's crazy.
It's so, it's such an earworm because it's annoying on purpose, I guess.
Yeah, and it actually sticks. It works.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt
singing in my head.
Pulled that out of his ass in about 2 seconds, and now I'm singing it in the car. It's totally self-centered.
Well. Yes, I will always sing this song.
I love that about the show, that we're making things. And by the way, this episode's the same way because Reggie creates something, and we're having in these creative people, and then they just... I love it. I love that, you know, something didn't exist, and then by the end of the episode, well, you'll see. Enjoy. Thank you so much for doing this. You must be on vacation or something right now.
Not really. I mean, I don't know. You know how it is, like when it bleeds a little bit, like you're doing a gig, but you're doing a gig, but then there's a lot of time around it.
So there's no gigs like your gigs that I'm aware of. I mean, that is like such a time intensive.
Yeah, I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, you know, it's like the stuff that you do, you have chunks of time that you know you're doing stuff, you know, and you've got days. And
then chunks of time where you're off.
Yeah, and chunks of time where you're off. Me, it's like even on a day where I have something, there's no preparation. So I just have to show up at the venue and then perform it, and then it happens, and then I'm done.
Wait, no preparation. Walk me through this. Like, I mean, doesn't the band leader normally have like a set or something you've prepared?
No. No, I mean yes.
Yes, normally.
Sorry. The answer is yes. Yes, what you're saying, wouldn't that be weird? I'm like, no, I just don't. I refuse to believe
it. But I think other band leaders might be mistaken.
Nope, Paul Schaefer never prepared. No, yes, I mean, that is true. But in my case, you know, when I went into it, I told the show, I was like, I want it to be improvised. I want us to be able to improvise and be loose with it.
Is that true?
And
but then you come, that's, wait, okay. Yeah. Go back to the. Okay. I rarely do this. This is not what this podcast is about.
Okay, all right, okay,
but
good.
Asking from a friend, and the friend is America.
Okay.
Where the fuck are you from, man? You're coming from Neptune. I mean, I love it. I loved it back when I came on Comedy Bang Bang and stuff, but like, then watching it, I mean, you've gone mainstream in the best way, which is you haven't, but you have. It's like, just tell me your whole thing. I don't even know if we'll use all this, but like everyone wants to know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, like as in like how the gig happened, how the Late Late Show gig happened.
No, how your whole thing.
Oh, how my whole thing? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
it's the most unique brand of comedy ever, right?
Yeah, I was an indoor kid. No, I wasn't. I grew up in Montana, and my mom's French. My dad's, she's white, red hair. Comes from France. My dad's black, came from Cleveland, was in the military.
You were music first or comedy first?
I was music. I studied music when I was age 5 in Montana. I took private piano lessons. I did that till I was about age 16. And then I also took 8 years of classical violin. And then I was always kind of a class clowny kind of guy. And then
it's hard to imagine.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm asking you to really suspend a lot of disbelief. But I did drama here and there, splashes, but then in high school I did drama and I did humorous solo, which essentially is the precursor to what I do now, which was just improvised impressions, music, weird abstract bits and sounds and sound effects.
Wait a second, in Montana?
In Montana, yeah.
I mean, that must have been so out, in Montana in the 90s?
80s.
Yeah. Fuck. That must have been like... I mean, I did like just plays and I was weird.
Yeah, I know. I know it didn't take much.
I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, we grew up going to Montana. My grandfather was from Montana. So
I know
how it can be to our listeners in Montana, but like I can't even imagine coming up. And you were doing, did that force you to kind of be weirder or did you get weirder as you kind of or braver, I guess, as it went along.
Well, you know, the weird thing is because there wasn't a set paradigm for what I was doing, I could be whatever I wanted to be. And no one was like, hey, you can't do that. That's not right. The way you're doing it, it's not right. Or that's really weird. Like people didn't really have anything to say about it other than they found it amusing or humorous or just weird. And that they're like, that's that guy. And that was it.
And when you came out here, you came out here or you went to New York?
No, I moved to Seattle in 1990.
Well, when was the first place where people were like trying to tell you what your thing was? I would love, by the way, to hear the conversation about someone telling you your thing is wrong or comedically not, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is I didn't really have a lot of guidance. I mean, in high school, I did competitive drama. We had statewide competitive
drama. That's dramatics. Funny because that's in your stuff too.
Yes.
Like, it's like the very serious dramatic stuff and really absurd humor and music. It's like...
Yeah. I mean, it all came from that, right? It's like Monty Python. It's like all the ingredients were perfect for me.
Well, once you found this niche, I mean, I mean, who's going to... Who's your competition exactly?
I don't, yeah.
By the way, there's someone, what'd you say?
Gilda Radner. Gilda Radner. Obviously. She was my competition, but she wasn't around. And so. You know,
there's someone watching you now, especially because you're on a national TV show who isn't your competition, but is going to come up to you in a couple of, that's how it works, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to come up to you in a couple of years.
Yeah.
You'll be such an asshole to them then, right? Let's do the scene right now.
Okay.
So hey man, growing up, this is, by the way, I should say this is the year 2042.
Okay, good. Okay.
Hey, sorry, if I could just grab a second of your time.
Sure, kid.
Hey, grown up, sir.
Yeah.
You changed everything for me. I would watch you on late night and you blew my mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm sorry, Vicky. Hold on a second. Sorry, I was on a vid call with my glasses. What did you say?
I was saying that I owe everything to you.
Okay. That's awesome, man. Okay, I'll see you around.
I actually think you handled that pretty well, to be honest. I've done worse now, like today. Hey, speaking of adventurous.
Ready for the adventure.
Yeah.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
I'm sure you guys have been asked in the past, if you can have a superpower, what would it be?
Uh-huh.
I am bringing in a woman. Her name is Joelle Selner. She is a comic book writer and a graphic novelist. And she's created, and she'll tell you about it, her background. She's worked with Marvel and DC. And what she's going to do here is she's actually going to help you guys create your very own superhero.
What?
I'm going to go bring her in right now.
Okay.
We're going to become superheroes.
God, is that easy?
It's that easy, man. We're not going to actually do any good.
Oh.
Or save anyone.
Oh.
We're just going to come up with, who we'd be if that were ever to happen.
Okay. By the way, I'm so sorry. I came from the gym, so if I smell a little, I apologize.
No, this is so apropos.
Okay.
Really?
Dude, we're going to be training together. We become vigilantes for justice. So yeah, the sweat is the least of our worries.
Okay, good. Oh God, thank God. Thank God.
Wait. If you are you a big superhero fan?
I mean, I like them, but I'm not like rabid about it.
What's the last superhero movie you saw?
Oh, the very last one that I saw was the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, that just came out.
Yeah.
All right, so you're up to date.
Spider-Man, hey man, I'm on vacation or whatever. Yeah,
Reggie,
it's called.
You don't have kids, do you?
I don't.
Yeah, that's the sign is that you saw a movie that is in the theaters.
Oh yes, yeah, in relatively real time.
We had a kid about 2 years ago, and I have yet to see Batman with Christian Kane, but I hear it is great.
Oh,
not Christian Kane. What's his name?
Christian Slater.
Christian Bale.
Christian Butler.
I was going to say Michael Caine.
Christian Butler.
It's been a while.
A Welshman.
Yet to see Batman with...
What about Spider-Man into the multiverse? No.
That was great.
That single-handedly, I was like, wow, that broke so many rules. It's incredible. But for me, it's like superhero movies aren't so much about like, yeah, they got it right. Oh, there's this and there's lore and so forth. Because I never read the books. To me, I look at them as self-contained stories. And how does it feel when you're watching it? Is there something that,
right.
do you feel the action? Do you feel the emotion, the intensity? And to me, that's why Winter Soldier to me is one of the best.
I think you're super into superhero movies. Superhero.
Okay, let's
you're saying
this
you weren't
way.
Into it. Like,
sci-fi. I'm into sci-fi. I'm into fantasy. I'm into that. Superhero movies. I just never read the comic books. I never read comic books.
Oh, come on. Come on in. Come on in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Is it Joelle? Reggie?
Hi, Jor-El. Just kidding. How are you?
Get it?
I know.
How are you? Come on. Hey, Topher. Come on here. Grab a seat. Grab a mic.
Right. Okay. Well, today we're going to talk. No,
thanks, Reggie. Take it away.
Actually, this is a segment.
Hey, we were just talking about if we're big comic book fans. I'm sure you were a comic book fan before you got into the biz.
I actually started off doing animation, doing, I guess, my first like action-y show was Jackie Chan Adventures.
Oh, cool.
Love it.
Wow. That was animated, right?
That was animated.
Yeah, I remember that.
But he still did all of his own stunts, right?
Yes.
Okay. Holy animated. Crap.
No, he did, we had, I guess what we would call bumpers, where he would record something.
Like Super Friends, like when they would say, like, here's one to grow on, or whatever, and they'd do a little, okay, right.
Oh, what kind of stuff was he telling people to do?
You know, I wasn't involved in the live action stuff.
Oh, got it.
There was a live action, I see, okay, I got it.
Oh, so he just said, like, don't do drugs. Live.
Something like that.
The Adventures were animated.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be...
But they had a different actor do his voice.
Oh, that's funny.
And my first comic was I was working on a show called Secret Saturdays. And my friend had a friend at DC Comics. And I'd been bugging him for a while. I wanted to do comic books. So they were doing... DC had these like little Cartoon Network action packs, they called them. So they needed some Secret Saturday stories. So I came up with a couple ideas, and I had, you know, DC was my first comic book credit.
Wow.
So you don't draw.
Awesome. Heavy.
You're the creator of the story, and then you hand it off to someone who draws it, just like you'd hand off to someone who would draw a cartoon or whatever.
Yeah. No, I have zero artistic ability.
But you probably are, you love myth or whatever is really behind comic books is like, you know, that hero's journey or something, right?
Yeah. And just the emotions behind the superheroes and how they're all kind of flawed human beings.
Mm. Right.
Isn't that funny that you look at them to be a better version of you, but they're actually all about what's wrong with us. What is wrong with Superman, by the way? Or that's the problem with Superman. Nothing's wrong with him, right? That's why Batman's so interesting to people, right? Is because there's so much wrong with him.
He's dark and brooding, and
Superman's become like Mickey Mouse. It's just like it's a symbol or something, right? But people don't really know.
They don't understand me. I think that's
too easy. Everything's too easy for me.
Yeah, he has the whole, you know, double identity thing.
Yeah, and he lost his home world.
Yeah,
that's a bummer.
So he has pain. Yeah. You know, he's kind of here stranded.
He's even got it going on with Wonder Woman, right? Am I right? He's with Wonder Woman.
You know, it depends on which iteration.
What's going on with those
two? There's so many sometimes.
Right.
Who started this whole universe thing? I'm getting off track, but like the Spider-Verse really took advantage of it in a good way. I love that movie. But like, there was like in comic books, someone came up with this kind of like, let's just erase everything, go into it. Well, like, it's like wiping a slate clean. That's like new universe, right? But the old universe is still happening.
There's multiverses.
Right.
But the old universe is always still happening.
Yeah, it depends on which way they want to go. There's so many different directions.
Right.
Like if I get, you know, a superhero that exists, there's just so much research.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
Like I wrote a Thor holiday, kind of a standalone comic, and just asking the editor, like, which Thor? Is it the Thor where, you know, his home is in St. Louis? Is it the Thor where he's, you know, with the other Viking, or is he with, you know, Jane the doctor or nurse, or is he Thor the doctor? There's so many.
Wow.
Like, I had no idea which Thor they wanted.
By the way, is our universe one of the universes? The people reading the comic books?
Probably, depending on the book. It's so confusing.
I know.
There's no way to streamline it. They were trying to streamline it. Kind of.
Yeah, like my episode, they're like, do whatever you want because you're not canon.
I see.
So
that's the
I'm
magic.
Like, okay, well, I'll pick the Thors that I like and, you know, Jane because I like her and a story that I want to do.
Okay, so with Marvel, do they care what's happening in the movies?
I feel like Marvel has more of like oversight over all their different, you know, the comics and the games and all the different things that they're doing. But they're going to do what they're going to do in their specific media.
Yeah.
And you are the writer, right? But do the people who are doing the art, do they sometimes have an opinion and want to like kind of like tell you how they want it to be, or are you like a director where you have full control?
Well, there's two different formats. There's what they call the DC format. I'm probably getting all the terminology, and you're gonna like all these angry fan people saying, "Oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about." Yeah.
No, I hope that'd be great for our show. Let's just stir it up.
Controversy.
Yeah. What's some comic book controversy you can really court?
Well, anything.
Anything.
If you have an opinion on anything,
trust me, my career is a testament to what you're saying.
You will get somebody just saying, you know, you're trash. You don't know what you're talking about.
What were you gonna pitch? No, I'm just saying, like, it's arguing over, like, well, Thor's hammer is technically like 2 inches longer. And if you notice in this comic book series, the artist depicted it. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to strangle you. But yeah. What were you talking about? The DC. What's the DC?
So DC, the writer will go panel by panel and describe the action. Mm. And the Marvel format is you kind of describe, like, in broad strokes, like what it should be, and it's the artist's decision.
Oh, that's so interesting. The reason those two kinds of comic books are different is there's actually different process.
It's a different process.
Oh, that's so interesting. So you just say, like, this is what happens to Spider-Man in this story, and the artist has way more reign to do what they want. In DC, you're saying this is what happens on this page, essentially.
Well, you can do it, you know, you can go as, you know, micromanagement, as managing as you want. But it's really, it's a lot looser.
I see.
At Marvel. Oh, interesting.
It's not as broad as, you know, Thor is going to go on an adventure and you guys figure out what it is.
That'd be great. If that was your job, man, I want that job. I got an idea. Spider-Man does something this month.
Yeah, totally.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
There's a bad guy, too.
But he gets in trouble at one point.
Yeah.
Okay,
Also, he's got a girlfriend.
I think so.
Action.
He's a new girlfriend. I think he's got a new girlfriend. I don't know.
Wait a second. Wait, let me get back to Reggie for 1 second.
Okay.
Because this is what I want to know. Before you fill his head with ideas, and you can have anything you want, my friend here. When you've thought about it, I know someone's asked you that question, like Sim said, what would be your superpower? Did you not like superheroes to the extent that you didn't even like play superheroes when you were a kid, or were you ever into it?
No, I mean, I loved Spider-Man, you know, I loved the TV show from the 70s.
Wow, dude.
You know,
where
the guy had an obvious cable.
That's the most you answer. Like,
up a building, and they're just like, hoist him up.
That is so fantastic, dude.
So I had, like, you know, a Spider-Man, like, that had a parachute. I don't know, it was like this, like, weird action figure that came
with a parachute. They had some extra gadgets in the 70s. Like, he had like a little four-wheel drive jammer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he had things, toys. Yeah. So, I mean, I liked that. I liked early G.I. Joe. I liked G.I. Joe. But, you know, and I would watch Super Friends, the animated thing. And, you know,
did you ever put on a cape and run around the house?
I did wear a cape. But that was the reason why I was wearing a cape, not because of Superman, was because of G-Force.
Whoa, dude. Well, okay. Already what I know, this is not going to be one of the main heroes that Reggie's going to play. He's going to be in the realm of, like, one of those heroes where you're like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that guy. There's that guy that's really small in the background on the cover of issue 756.
He's like, you mean, like, I had that when Ant-Man came out. We doing all of them?
Yeah.
We do every single one of these?
Yeah, totally.
Guardians of the Galaxy was pretty...
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And that became this huge deal.
That is true. That was like a smaller franchise, right? Smaller.
That was when I knew Marvel was crushing... Marvel film was just crushing it. Because I never even heard of this comic book. I'm totally into it.
I had neither. Yeah. But they did it.
Are they superheroes, though?
They are. Well, what are they? They're defenders. They're pirates.
Well, they have power. Like, you don't have to be invisible to be a superhero.
Yeah,
like Batman, you know.
Right. Right.
He's got nothing going on.
He's just a man. Or Iron Man. Yeah.
Gadget. Yeah.
He's just got brains.
So they've got brains and gadgets and stuff.
And daddy problems. The most important thing.
Well, everyone has to have
dad
issues.
Problems. Ooh, we got to do your backstory. Okay, we got to start because we got too much to... Okay. I could ask questions about how the whole comic book thing works forever because I'm...
So on taxes, do they tax...
the biggest thing I always think of, this really gives me agita, is like, how does Bruce Wayne get that stuff constructed? They did a pretty good job in those Nolan films. How does he construct all that stuff? and no one knows. Like, he's gonna go kill the workers afterwards, you know? Like,
oh, I know, right, right.
Like,
right.
I guess it was kind of in that. It was like there was a cave anyway, type of stuff, and you know, yeah. Alfred just knew everything. But like, I'm always like, because I think about this for my lair. Just keep this between us, guys.
Okay.
But like,
and editing starting now.
Like, you know, how are you gonna get the workers over there? You know what I mean? You get the property. That's hard enough.
Yeah, compartmentalization.
Do it all yourself.
You make them sign NDAs.
Thank you. That's all it takes. That's all it takes.
Because I tell you everything I'm working on, yeah. Everything I have coming out,
yes.
I can't even talk about.
Oh, love it.
Because I am NDA'd up the was. It's like I work for the freaking CIA.
Oh, it's probably worse.
If you work for
worse.
A toy company, you can't say anything
right.
until it comes out, until it airs.
Heavy.
Okay, so wait, I want to do this because we don't have enough time to do everyone here.
Okay.
I want Reggie to be... the superhero, our guest. You decide, Sim. Do you want to... You're going to have a heavy role in this episode. Do you want to be sidekick or do you want to be villain?
Oh, sidekick for sure.
I can see it. All right, yeah.
Oh, a sidekick.
Villain, that's a lot of pressure to be a villain.
All right, I'll be the villain.
Okay.
Doesn't always work, but maybe this time it will.
Classic. Classic tofu.
Let's... Oh, my God. I'm kind of excited to be the villain, too, which is... Am I right? My superpowers... or whatever my thing is kind of defined off of what his thing is, right?
Doesn't have to be.
Okay. Aren't the best ones like kind of like polar opposites or something?
Yeah, they could be. But you could also just be from another planet and just have a chip on your shoulder about Earth.
Hmm. Yeah, everyone seems to.
I'm from here and I have a chip on my shoulder about Earth.
Okay, all right.
So wait, what do you need to know from Reggie about what he wants before we put him into some superpowers here? Okay. And we should definitely do superpowers, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course. All right.
So every superhero needs an origin story.
Okay.
So what powers would you want to have?
Oh, I see.
Well, then we'll figure out what was the thing that did it. Right?
Then you'll be named based off of that power.
You know, here's something that I've always imagined myself having. And see if this is like too much, but basically like you're almost completely indestructible. Like you can just walk in anywhere and you have no fear because no matter what weapon is used, it doesn't really matter. And I think that's an interesting power because then there are heavier implications. Like, what do you do with that power? Because it's not flying around. It's not like, you know, whatever. It's just like no one can hurt you. You just can kind of go wherever you want.
Even more than Superman. Like, people can kind of hurt Superman.
They can't
touch this guy.
Yeah, this guy is like, he just can't. But I don't know about flying or anything like that, but I just love the idea of like, you could walk into any government. Like, I could walk to North Korea and I could just go through the border and no matter what they do, like, people try to stop me. They can't affect my trajectory, where I'm going, nothing like that.
Oh, can I add something to this?
Yes.
I think the origin story should have something to do with him losing everyone he cares about. Because every time you do this, they're going to go after people
right.
you care about.
Yeah, because they're... Because
that's the way to hurt you.
Yeah,
so, like, it's something
that.
Like there's a loner quality to it. I don't know what you're... Robin over here, I'm looking at Sim. I don't know if maybe you don't care about him or something. He's just like some shitty intern you have hang out with you or something. You just replenish every time someone kills him. Yeah. But I do think there should be a loner quality.
Okay. I do. I like that. No,
every episode would be they just go get your parents and they can't hurt you. Right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, please don't do that. Oh, they did it. Damn it.
Time to leave North Korea.
Yeah, I guess I'll leave North Korea now. Sorry, Kim.
But on your journey, you have to find something you care about.
Oh.
And that will be important later.
Oh,
okay. I see. I think, you know what? I care about people realizing within themselves the right things to do to treat people fairly. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay, so kind of a little bit of a boring superhero is what
yes.
I'm getting from this.
Super boring.
Like maybe he like doesn't. He's like guests in other okay. real superhero so, issues.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he doesn't have his own comic book.
Yeah, I'm kind of boring because I can solve issues really rapidly. There's no drama at all.
No drama, and also like doesn't really like do anything except people just figure out the right thing to do.
Yeah.
All right.
So
okay.
You have to have some kind of accident where you get this indestructible ability.
I see. To indestructibility.
Ooh, I think we're getting close to a name, but I'm not going to go there.
Indestructo? Indestructilizer? Okay. I see. I'll say like there was an accident at a Porsche plant in Stuttgart.
Whoa.
and where there was a leftover chemical that was being used by scientists during World War II that used an magic from an Indian portal, India. And that imbued some kind of a hybrid science spiritual collision that imbues power onto a living being that makes them indestructible.
And that's a wrap. Wow, dude, that was great, dude. We're done. That was awesome.
Fuck.
That's the
best. That's actually kind of cool.
And we gaze in awe.
Wait, do we own the IP of this?
Okay?
I think we all collectively own it.
No, no, no. I want to make sure that at the end of this, I can sell this and Reggie doesn't get a dime.
Right? Oh, yeah. No, I'll sign an SDA.
Yeah, then we're all work for hire.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you own everything that we do.
Does that work?
Sure.
Okay.
So wait, what were you doing over there, by the way? Why did you not live in America if you're American?
Because I was born in Stuttgart.
Oh, this character has an accent? Oh, you were personally?
No, I was personally born in Stuttgart. Yeah, so I just decided
So your name would be whatever indestructible is in German.
Oh, yeah. What's indestructible? Computer. Show me examples of indestruction.
Unzerstörbar.
Unzerstörbar?
Okay, that's going to kill the marketing people.
Yeah. I don't see this movie coming out.
It could just be...
What about Indestructo?
Indestructo.
Wait, what's a... Maybe just the O part, which sounds a little bit like superheroes from the 60s, right?
You're right.
They all had O
right.
at the end.
The O's.
Why don't we put... What's a German way of saying O at the end?
Oh,
Like we just make it one German accent thing.
Indestructo, like man with two N's.
Oh, yeah.
Indestructemann. Okay.
Indestructemann. Guys, it's Indestructemann. And everyone has to say it that way,
everyone
no matter where they are.
The right pronunciation.
Dude, I think that's Indestructemann there.
Indestructemann. Yeah, I like that. Okay. I really like that.
Okay.
So there's your origin story.
Indestructemann. Indestructemann.
And your power, and you meet your sidekick.
PJ? Just because I want to be very comfortable and wear like a nice
like that.
Oh, that's your costume.
That's sick.
Yeah. Okay. I did not. Wow, you really thought it through.
Like with footies?
Yeah, I just thought it through like the last
one
5 minutes.
Like a one piece?
It should be
like
a onesie.
A onesie.
With the feet.
Like a kid's onesie. Yes.
Yeah, with the feet.
You can
and the padding,
shit out the back. They have that little window.
Velcro.
Yeah.
Or
like a union
we'll
suit.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Okay.
But PJ, I think.
Okay, PJ.
That's perfect. Indestructemon.
Indestructemon.
I'd like a skateboard too, if that's okay.
Wait, where's that coming from?
I just want my mode of transportation should be a something, right? I'd like a power skateboard.
Okay, so here's a question. His sidekick, like to me, a bat and a Robin are kind of similar.
Oh,
like
I
understood
see.
Batman and Robin. So how are these two connected ideologically?
Oh, wouldn't that be cool if you're like very destructible?
You're wearing fire retardant PJs.
Ooh.
I like that.
That too.
Yeah, fire retardant. How about you can be killed, but you'll always regenerate? Like you'll always come back.
Okay, here's what I was thinking.
So you're very destructible.
If I were to have some type of superpower, I would like my superpower to be the one like a super doctor, like a medicine. Someone
yes.
I could be able to diagnose and fix someone surgically. Even like if I can even talk to you like a therapist.
Yes.
I wanna be able to.
What if you were very, very sick as a kid? And that's what this is about. And he spent all this time in hospitals. Yeah. And so like he learned all this doctor stuff. So he is very indestructible. Like if he dies, he kind of comes back.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes you just shoot him, you know what I mean? And he comes back full health.
Yeah.
But he's always kind of a little like sickly and he's got these PJs on. He was in a hospital.
Yeah.
But he knows all this doctor stuff.
I like that. And you take me out like in because you felt like I need your help.
Yeah, because like you have the perspective, you have a very human connection, mm-hmm. like because you deal with people that are sick, that are ailing, and you see that and you're able to facilitate that. So that keeps me grounded.
But he's always saying to you like, Indestructemann, like you don't know the human connection. Like he's convincing you to take all these jobs, basically.
I guess you're right. Well, I'm going to jump off this building just to see what happens. Of course, nothing
You're just
happens.
Off doing whatever you want to do. You have no connection because your parents were killed in the whatever happened in that. Porsche plant. And you're like, you're his connection to humanity.
Yes, I love it. Thank you. Great. Thanks, PJ.
So that is your origin story. So then, okay, you've got your costume.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some indestructible costume.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So step two, you need a nemesis.
Wait. We're not going to do the costume? Hang on. I mean, I want to get to the nemesis. Because that's me. But what do you think the indestructible guy's costume looks like?
I think it's just like whatever I want. You know what I mean? Because why would I need a
costume? He predominantly wears shorts.
I think I just kind of wear shorts. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm always trying to create trends. Like I'm trying to catch up with the trends. So going to fashion shows a lot and like trying to wear like the most outrageous things. I think that would
be good. That's so interesting to do because superhero outfits are all really fashion forward anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like utilitarian, but like there's symbolic.
Right. So he's like literally, he's got a real thing. Your family died and you really poured your passion into fashion.
Yeah. Fashion. I have a fashion passion. And yeah, so I'll like go to all like the, you'll always see me like in the, you know, like in the shots of models or whatever. And there's like photographers and there's always like those heads that are looking up. I'm always like,
right.
And then you're like, you're taking notes. And we're like, oh yeah, that'd be great. It was like, yes.
Right. Yeah. PJ's right there. PJ is not about the fashion, but he is there for the drama.
And the comfort.
And the comfort, yes. And you're always saying, PJ, like he's on you, like be more connected, like stop hanging out in this high fashion world.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you're always saying, PJ, you got to dress better.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let me tell you.
I'm comfortable. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And warm.
I get it, but
I love this friction between you guys.
Yeah. It's pretty hardcore, but what can you do?
That's what makes it work.
That's what makes it work.
All right. Okay. I love that.
Okay.
An ever-changing outfit. Do they have superheroes that have changing outfits?
I don't.
Not in animation, because that's way too expensive.
Oh, got it.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Well, I think we've all agreed this isn't going to make it to the animated comic book level.
No. Unless some billionaire's like, I want to do this personally.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. It's true. Elon.
So now that you're secure in your superhero identity, you need to find a bad guy with an evil plan so you can save the day.
You guys do me. I'm going to step away from this one.
A bad guy. Okay, so indestructible is a bad guy with an evil plan.
That he's already very indestructible because I love that I'm not glass to your... whatever that movie was.
Frozen? No.
It was Frozen, yeah.
It was Frozen. That's what you were thinking.
It was Samuel Jackson and Idina Menzel.
Okay, how about this? How about it's a tech entrepreneur that I used to know that has created a software through social media that is basically, so this has nothing to do with your character, by the way. I really was thinking of this, but it has no association to the Black Mirror episode. But yeah, a software that essentially is kind of brainwashing people.
So Willie Maurer?
Right. Who's Willie Maurer?
I played Billy Bauer in that.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, that'd be awesome.
That is kind of like a superhero. Bad guy a little bit.
Kind of, yeah, because it's like someone who thinks that they're doing good, but is not, you know, by function. But I mean, but the point is, like in this case, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know they're bad.
They're acting nice, but they're just trying to get this this software out there so that it can infect as many people and program as many people as possible.
And they do through like Instagram and Facebook?
Yes. Exactly. All social media, you know, algorithmic takeover.
Can I do better than being a guy who's in the tech world?
Yes.
I'm an influencer.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And that's my name.
Alpha.
The influencer.
The influencer is awesome.
Oh, that's perfect.
And I'm just influencing people with my like sick dance moves and vacation spots.
Yeah.
And salads.
Yeah, salads and
everything I'm showing.
How many followers do you have?
I'm looking for world domination. I have almost all the people in the world.
Oh my gosh.
At this point.
That's
incredible. And you get hip to the fact because you see me in Milan.
Yes.
At one of these fashion shows you're attending.
Yes.
I'm like, Indestructoman. Let's get a photo together. I'm about to have everyone in the world.
Like, sure. Like, yeah, it's a figure of speech.
And then you look it up and you realize I'm infecting the world.
Something's going on.
I'm influencing the entire world.
So people actually love you. People, so but you don't trust him. Is that what it is? But since you're being followed by everyone in the world.
I like that. And people don't like you. How about that? They kind of like don't get, they're trying to kick you out of the fashion shows and stuff.
That's true.
You're too fashion forward.
I'm too fashion forward. And the funny thing is, like, I love the idea of like people kicking me out. And I'm like, okay, but obviously I could stay if I wanted to.
You can do it.
But like, I could do whatever I wanted to. But I'm like,
but you know what? No, okay, you want to be invited, okay?
Yeah, I have to. I'm like, I go with the vampire rule. You know, you got to invite me in.
All right. I love where this is so far.
That's pretty great.
I never saw so much fashion creeping into our comic book.
Okay. So you discover this evil plan, but the influencer will always be a step ahead of you.
Yes. That makes sense.
So you need a plan to stop the influencer's plan and save humanity.
God. And you know what's interesting about that? If you are in like indestructible, unstoppable, even with that, you're still just one person that can only be in one place at a time. So you still need a plan, because if this is something that's ubiquitous and it's everywhere and it's global, that makes it really, because like no matter how indestructible I am or how strong I am or I can just like walk through a wall or something like that, it's still, I can only be in certain places.
You might have all those things, but I can, with my foot, hit a bottle cap. So that it unscrews.
Yes.
And for some reason, everyone on the planet knows about it.
Man, I wish that were a real thing.
That is. You know, that's like what? This viral thing.
No,
going on
there's
right
no way. No, get out of here. There's no fucking way.
This is actually sounding dangerously close to a show I'm pitching.
There's no way that.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
There's no way that the world would go for something that stupid.
I
right?
don't. Think so, Tefer. I don't think so.
Oh my god!
But I like it. It's an imaginary show, so we can talk about.
Okay, I guess Imagine in this world, people are so stupid that they go nuts over people for some reason spinning a bottle cap off with their foot, and that's what everyone's talking about.
Okay, cool.
And then they go.
Just for everyone who's listening to this episode, this is what was happening this week.
Yeah, totally, totally. It's like, well, you know, it's timely. Okay.
So there are deadly bottle caps flying around decapitating people. Oh, so you need to stop that.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
So you will confront the influencer, but you're not victorious because you don't have full control over your powers. And neither does PJ. So that's where we come into step three, training.
Oh. So, where's the bat cave? What is your bat cave, dude?
So you need a lair where you will train.
Okay. I would probably go to maybe Melbourne.
Wow. That is such a far distance from where you were
born. Well, because it's isolated. You know, okay. Or Tasmania.
Got it.
Or New Zealand. Somewhere around there. But I would I would go there. Maybe New Zealand, actually.
Are you thinking of them as islands? Because, you know, they're huge.
Well, they're big islands.
They are islands it's a continent.
Well, Zealand's bigger than New Zealand, but New Zealand as the newer of the Zealands.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say you go to Old Zealand.
Okay. So I'll go to Old Zealand. Yes. One of the Zealands.
Some superheroes have like fictional, like Wonder Woman comes from some fictional island, right?
Yeah.
I love it. You're from Old Zealand.
Yes. I'm from Old Zealand. So that's where I'm located.
And it's protected by fog or something?
Yeah, like Wakanda is under that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. The techno
Old
bubble.
Zealand is hidden in a bubble.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the ocean, and it's a sizable landmass, but people just can't detect it.
Love it. And you are there alone?
You can help train.
I think there's
a bunch of guest house.
I think there's cool fashion people that hang out on the island.
Yes.
You know, like there's like people that are like there are people that are, they're technologists and engineers, but they're still like fashion-y, you know?
Like Tom Ford.
Yeah, they're like Tom Ford.
You can
Ford's,
do everything.
Or like, you know, like an Elon Musk type that doesn't have like some, he's not on the spectrum. Like, you know, he's like grounded and you can talk to him. You know?
So he's like just hanging out doing stuff?
Yeah, he's just hanging. He's like really brilliant.
Oh, so you have all the brilliant minds in the world. Yeah. But instead of like the Justice League, because they're signed up to be there, they like love coming to your parties and they do a little stuff on the side.
So, yeah.
That's great. They're like, you're like, hey man, have you gotten on that shield? And he's like, Hang on. Give me a second. I'll invent it.
Yeah, let me invent it real quick. It's like, I got a friend that does work in
You're like, dude, and then we're going to play some Parcheesi up on the deck, okay?
Yeah, of course.
That's great. Oh, wait. Yeah, you should really do the theme song.
I would love to.
Should we take a second and just maybe you think of what the theme song is for this guy?
I already got it.
Yeah.
It's just a, let's see.
Instructoman.
Instructoman. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Instructoman.
I said instructo, but I think it's indestructo.
Well, maybe indestructo. Yeah, let's keep it at that.
I guess your mentor could be instructo man.
I love instructo.
Teaches you how to use your powers.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Or I call him that as a joke.
Yes.
Like, I'm just like, man, you really teaching me stuff. You're like a instructo man. Sure, that's a cool name.
Oh, he's German.
Yeah, maybe.
But he's in Old Zealand.
No, he's pan-European. He just kind of talks like this. You don't know where he's from. Could be from Norway.
It turns out, Twist, this is how you fell out with him, right? Because they always have a falling out with their with their teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just from America and trying to sound interesting.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So
okay.
He trains you or he's dead at this point, probably? If we're coming towards the climax of the journey...
Well,
he's been killed, I'm sure.
He can be the person you care about that is held hostage.
Oh, yes.
By the influencer.
I like that. I like that. I mean, yeah, you'd think it'd be PJ, but that makes more sense because PJ can help me.
And all I'm doing with him when I'm holding his hostage is making him make those stupid videos where people lip sync to the, what is that called?
Yeah, lip dubbing?
Yeah, we're doing lip dubs. We're doing those slow-mo diving off a yacht videos.
Yeah.
Boomerangs.
Oh my God. Yeah, we're doing boomerangs until it's basically a form of torture.
Yeah. Because this guy hates that stuff.
I'm making him do live boomerangs. Yeah. And he's going, no, indestruct. Wait, do his voice, indestructive man.
Like, hey, why are we doing this? I don't like it. I don't like my privacy. I'm from Europe. Don't like it being corrupted.
You're from America. I did the. Oh, that's how I. Sorry, I'm skipping ahead a little bit. But when he shows up and he's ready to fight me, I go, you know, your instructor?
Yeah.
He's not pan-European.
What?
He's Uno American.
What?
Is he's just true? From America, dude, the whole time.
Oh, he lying just has an accent like this, but it's from America.
And I'm going to ask him, and now I'm you. I go,
okay.
Why did you do that to me, instructo?
I don't know. I just...
Use your American accent.
Okay.
Stop lying to me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was from North Carolina, and I figured out, you know, it'd be kind of more fun to have that kind of a persona.
You lied to me, you son of a bitch.
Well...
Now I don't know if any of this is true.
Well, I still helped you out, though, didn't I?
It's great how we can swap characters, too. That's not going to be confusing for the audience.
Not confusing at all.
So he trains in the on Old Zealand.
On Old Zealand.
Okay.
Right below the bocce court.
Of course. Yeah. And yeah, the Kahlua machine.
How does he train to be more powerful? He's uber powerful.
No, I have to use how to use it, right?
You have to use it.
Yeah. So if you're indestructible, yeah, I guess that would be kind of interesting because like if you could do anything or you're just unstoppable and indestructible, right. Like how do you use that to?
How do you get more indestructible? Like how do you train to get more indestructible?
But you could be so indestructible that you're destroying other things.
Yes.
So you might need to rein it in.
Too much power.
That's
you're right.
You're good at this.
You're right.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, that's why she's the professional.
Now that you're ready and you've got all your differences behind you, you're ready for step four, epic battle.
Oh, shit.
So you're going to take on the influencer and get him to stop influencing.
Damn.
You think you can influence me?
It's a great line.
No one influences the influencer.
Oh my God. It's like, well, I've created a special strain of influenza.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
You know what? I got a bad guy line I've always wanted to say, which is I got two bad guys. It's probably why I shouldn't play bad guys. But it's this city's a disease and I'm the cure.
Okay.
I just feel like and it's only been in like 200. The other one is, you know, we're not so different, you and I. It's maybe the most cliched line ever, right? You know, in Destructomon, we're not so different, you and I.
Okay.
I hurt everyone in my path, and so do you.
I guess you're right, yeah. Well,
if you feel that way.
Yeah, totally. If you feel that way, but I still have to stop you, though.
Different sides of the same coin.
Two sides of the same coin.
Oh, yeah. Different. We're different. We're two sides of the same coin.
Or whatever coins are in German.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what coins would be.
Euros?
I wish we had a researcher.
They have euros.
We're both two sides of the same euro.
Yeah,
euro coin.
Yeah, we are two of the same different people on many different coins.
I really feel like you should be the bad guy.
I know. I kind of
think we messed up. Maybe.
Maybe I try to correct you.
Yeah.
I'm just like, nah. I think you should do it more like this.
That's what Indestructoman does.
Yeah. I make you go into self doubt. Like that's my weapon. Like, even though I could stop you physically or whatever, it's like through my training, I've understood the only way to defeat you
is sarcasm.
You know, is sarcasm and make you doubt your influential power.
Oh my God, I love it. That's amazing. That's so right.
Tell them that's like, your posts suck.
Yeah.
You know, you're terrible, you know, you people,
yeah.
Something like that. And then you start losing followers.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so right. Because I lose my confidence. That was my thing all along.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, Indestructomon, check out my, this Vine of me, Vine, whatever. It's
Vine.
Not very into technology.
It, please.
Yeah, I was going to say, so Instagram has an Instagram live function. I think it'd be great to have this live so everyone, all of your followers can see what you're doing and then they start unfollowing you. So everything is captured on the live.
Like, no, I'm losing all my likes.
I'm like, PJ, show them the insights.
Like, oh my God, I'm down to 27 million followers. No one's watching me. And then I go, quick, look at this thing trick I can do. And I just rip off my arm out of its socket.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You end up destroying yourself.
I destroy myself. Perfect. Look, I can rip off my eyelids.
That's like,
how many likes did I get? I can't see anymore.
I'm just like, and then you go crazy and then you're just like hauled off to an insane asylum.
Whoa, that's pretty intense, that ending.
And I never did anything. I didn't destroy anything.
You didn't have to destroy him personally.
You destroy yourself.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great. Wait, honestly, is this actually a good property?
Let's do it.
But in the end, the greatest influencer was you.
Yeah, totally.
You influenced me.
Yeah, totally. And then I gain like 50 million followers instantaneously.
Oh, and all of a sudden people love you and they're inviting you to all these. It's a happy ending. They're inviting you to all these fashion shows that you want to go to. And they at the end they say, would you walk the runway? Oh, would you close the show, Indestructomon?
Oh my God. Could you imagine? Yes. And could you imagine? I'm just imagining like people like, you know, there's more visibility. I'm not quite used to that. So I'm not really comfortable with as comfortable as I thought that I would be. But I love
this
idea.
This is the sequel. Now we're into the sequel.
Yeah, we're in the sequel.
He's way too famous. And
he's now he can start his own fashion line. He has all these followers. Yeah. Do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
That's the end credits scene.
Oh, yeah, 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 totally.
Where you're walking the show and walking down the for me.
So that's mid-credit roll. And then end credit, Samuel Jackson shows up and says, hey, dude. I don't need you for a team. I just wanted to fucking hang because you seem like the coolest.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And then an end credit scene where someone starts putting the influencer back together.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, influencer comes back, but as the program. Because the program was always the influencer and the human.
As a program, what do you mean?
Like, it's like you're the influencer, right? Mm-hmm. You're the human influencer. But really, the program that you created is the actual influencer.
Oh, that's right. The whole time we thought we got the bad guy. You just got his stooge.
Yeah. You just see it coming back online.
I like that, dude.
And like algorithm, then you see it like flipping through tons of different faces and compositing a new image, a new leader, but it's a fake digital.
Okay, we're not gonna air this episode, okay, you guys. Right. What we're gonna do is we're gonna take just this episode, deliver it to Marvel, say you're welcome. Call me and Reggie. When you're ready to make some fucking money and get in the game, Marvel.
Yeah.
How about a cool movie?
Yeah. You and your indie movies.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Why don't you step up and make a big budget movie that makes some fucking moolah?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah, here's a box with some suspenders, some diapers, and a bow. So you figure it out.
I love that joke.
Choose which one.
That has nothing to even do with our thing.
No, it doesn't.
It's like...
No, it doesn't.
Figure it out, Einstein.
Yeah, you figure it out, Einstein.
Shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing it. This was really fun. I really feel like I went on a whole journey.
God, I can't believe this.
Before you leave, do you want to promote anything? How we can find you? Social media?
I wrote on a show called Saint Seiya, and it's going to be on Netflix.
Go check it out right now.
Go check it out.
Great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, that was fun.
So what'd you guys think?
That was really fun. That was really cool. I mean, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to, you know, we're kind of fucking around and workshopping, but it really felt like, oh, this could be a really cool thing.
At the beginning, it was totally a joke. And then at the end, it was like, wait, should I have like gotten more into this?
What is great. Yeah, because this is pretty cool.
Well, I got to say, there is one way to do this, and that is as a audio fiction or a podcast drama, which they're doing all the time now.
Oh,
so
yes.
If you and people are using it as, you know, proof of concept. So if there's a script, if she wrote a script and it's great and you guys perform, we perform the roles, yeah, and we have it completely scored and sound, you know, all the sound effects like a real movie. So it's a movie for your ears.
Yeah.
And it happened with a movie called, a podcast called Blackout, which just got picked up that Rami Malek did the voice.
Did you hear what we were laying down? We did it.
We have a short.
Well, we have a short.
Dude, they get a taste. They know.
We have a trailer. We have the trailer.
These movie executives are very smart. Yeah. They know what's popping. Yeah. Yeah. They heard it, and it's
that's the cheapest way to do it. And if you guys honestly wanted to do it, that's how we do it.
If we don't
interesting
get a deal,
yep,
once this airs,
yep,
for at the very least $5 million,
yes,
for this property,
yeah,
yes,
I would be very, very surprised.
Yeah, $5 million.
$5 million.
At the very least.
At the very least.
Okay.
Once again, Reggie, I just want to really make it clear you have no part in that, even though you helped. Just want to get this on audio. You did help create it. Okay. Yes. Yes. But guess what?
Can we pay you for voicing? Like scale for voicing?
I get it. I could do whatever the union rate is.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to put you in the movie.
Yeah.
A little cameo for one scene.
That would be great.
Okay?
Yeah.
A little cute little cameo.
I'm like,
hey, people go, oh, yeah, that was, he had something to do with that. And then I'm going to, you know, me and Sim,
I'll say something like, hey, watch it.
And we'll be like, hey, oh, man, hopefully that makes the final cut. We'll see. thanks for coming to New Zealand to shoot that.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this is one of my favorite ones. I was like, this has to be interesting and not like a normal superhero.
Yeah.
And so I don't always choose the adventures, but I chose this one for you. And
it's
I
perfect.
Was absolutely right.
Perfect.
It's so awesome. It was so great. It's also cool to just like hear like the structure and
it's so obvious.
It is kind of obvious, but it's not like it's obvious, but also when someone's steeped in it, you get more from why, or you understand the reason why it's like that.
Actually, obvious is the wrong word, I think, because it has a negative connotation. It's so like wired into our DNA. It's probably from like legends that people used to tell. You know what I mean? They became comic books, essentially. It's just like who we are. We all felt it. We all,
yeah. Yeah. It's simple. I mean, it's a journey, and I think it's like kind of like there's a simplistic element to it, but really it's about how it's told and the pacing and the way it looks and the all of that stuff is stuff that I care about when I watch shows on TV.
Once again, dude, we own the rights, so please don't give us notes.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. Well, you know, I'm saying art.
Thanks for the $100 million.
Yeah, no worries. Man,
thanks
fucking
so much.
Rad.